Welcome back. This podcast explores the wisdom of generosity from ancient to modern and the beautiful space where generosity occurs. This week, I dove back into On Benefits, a work from a Roman philosopher about generosity. In it, he proclaims that nature proves the benefit of abundant generosity and gratitude. As I record this, spring is blooming, and it is blooming in abundance. So this week, I am reading two quotes, both a reflection on nature, abundance, and generosity. Seneca the Younger, writing On Benefits, published in 59 AD, stated in his reflection about Roman gods and nature, quote, "God has built for you a huge mansion that fears no fire or ruin, in which you see no flimsy veneers, thinner than that very saw with which they are cut, but vast blocks of the most precious stone, all composed of those various and different substances, whose paltriest fragments you admire so much. He has built a roof that glitters in one fashion by day and in another by night. And yet, do you say that you have received no benefit? When you so greatly prize what you possess, do you act the part of an ungrateful man and think that there is no one to whom you are indebted for them?" He goes on, "The true God is he who has placed not a few oxen, but all of the herds on their pastures throughout the world, who furnishes food to the flocks wherever they wander, who has ordained the alternation of summer and winter pasturage, and has taught us not merely to play upon a reed and to reduce to some order a rustic and artless song, but who has invented so many arts and varieties of voice, so many notes to make music, some with your own breath, and some with instruments." Unquote. William Wordsworth wrote the poem "I Wander Lonely as a Cloud," published in 1807. Quote, "I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. They stretched in unending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in springly dance. The waves beside them dance, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay. In such jocund company, I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when I on a couch I lie, in vacant or pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils." Unquote. Nature and the beauty of creation proclaims abundance. Even in areas of famine and tragedy, the sun still rises each morning. This reminds us that generosity is based in abundance and not scarcity. Let's reflect on two questions this week. When will you take time this week to be outside and to reflect on something abundant in nature? How will your reflection help you move from a mindset of scarcity to abundance? Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.